Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Omar Sheikh, of course, of the Surge Restaurant Groups, joining us now here on Sparky's Midday Madness. Omar, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So you and I have, we talked a long time ago, when Ronnie Taylor, who used to be on Kiss FM, had his bachelor party, and we had our dinner at the old Ryan Braun place down on the water by the Summerfest grounds. I believe that was the one time that we actually talked, and then obviously on social media, kind of going back and forth a little bit. For people that don't know a lot about you, which I find hard to believe nowadays, but how did your investment in this community come to be? I mean, everybody knows you for Carnivore, obviously, but you're spread out pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I'm considered one of the community leaders now, and just work with a lot of great people, and just try to constantly move the city and in some cases the state forward.
When we talk about the newest adventure that you are decided to get involved in, this Third Street Market Hall, which obviously is the former Grand Avenue Mall. And growing up as a kid, man, that I grew up in Kenosha. So, you know, we'd go to Northridge, we'd go to Southridge and all of that. But whenever we got to go to Grand Avenue Mall, man, that was the highlight of the week. Anytime my parents would take me there. So to see how that thing, kind of what that turned into there by the end, was kind of disheartening and sad, I guess, a little bit. Just shows I'm getting older. But now to see what you guys are making it into is something kind of remarkable and kind of over the top, something like we haven't seen around here before. Talk about how this whole Third Street Market Hall concept came about.
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, Josh and Tony bought the mall and approached me about consulting for a food hall that they had an idea. I think Chris Socha played a big role, the architect, in kind of the overall vision of the project. And I at that time, I just wasn't interested in the project. And about a year later, they brought me back in and toured me through the project. And their vision just blew me away. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed use development. It's apartments. It's a lot of amenities. We call it like a tri-level horizontal high rise, if you will.
Sure.
And then there's a lot of corporations that we're bringing into the building. And so with that, the main amenity is down on the base level on the first floor, and we're building a Third Street Market Hall. So, you know, toured probably 70 food halls around the country, got some of the ideas from the best and brightest minds in our industry, and kind of took the greatest ideas that we've seen in all of them and put it into one. So, you know, you go to some places, it's more lunch driven and or transactional, where you just go in and out. You know, we wanted to create something that goes well beyond just a food court, right? So it's a food hall. We wanted gaming activities. We're adding a selfie museum into there in partnership with Myad. We're building Topgolf swing suites. We have a massive 50-person bar, full shuffleboard courts, dual, snook ball. I mean, there's just so many things to do there. And we wanted this to be just a great experience and kind of a living room for all of those downtown and all those that travel to downtown.
Talk about that from the perspective of people living downtown. It feels like since this new ownership group came in for the Bucks and started doing the things they've done with the new arena and the Deer District and all of that, it feels like people living downtown has seen a little bit of a spike. That's outside looking in, obviously. I'm in the suburbs, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, there's a lot of people living downtown, and there are a lot more things to do now, too. And really, there's a renaissance an explosion happening west of the river. So you mentioned one of the projects, which was Fiserv Forum. We're breaking ground tomorrow on the convention center. It's going to be a $425 million completion of that. Symphony, $140 million development across the street.
That's going to be beautiful.
A lot of people know.
Yep.
Yeah. And as a lot of people know, you got the Riverside, which is very successful,
yep,
run by Gary Witt. And on the other side of Michigan, you have We Energies, but then also you have Milwaukee Tool moving their corporate headquarters downtown. So by February, I believe they're moving in about 2,000 people. And that's a company led by Steve Richman. It's great leadership over there.
Talking with Omar from Surge Restaurant Group here on Sparky's Midday Madness. So for those that are trying to wrap their mind around this, does this take away from the Milwaukee public marketplace at all, do you think, once this is up and going full go?
I don't think so. I think we're different products. You know, we want to be more experiential. That's why we built all these gaming elements around it. And, you know, they're great at what they do. And I think we'll complement each other well. You know, they have good leadership over there and they do a great job, but we're just a little bit different, you know, and we're also going to have more of a place for gathering where we're going to have a massive 50-person central bar. We're going to have 3 banquet spaces.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's going to be different, different products, but in the same class, if you will, but both do really well at what they do.
Of the 70 market halls that you said you wanted, or food halls that you went and toured, of all of those, which one did you take the most from?
You know, it's a hard question. You know, I mean, it's like we traveled to so many great food halls, and we just took elements, what we felt were the best of each, and kind of put it into one. So, I mean, we're inspired by so many of them. It's hard to pinpoint them down, but Chelsea Market, of course, should be at, you know, near the top of the list. We really liked the Kalb in Brooklyn because it was more of like a village. And, you know, every time you turn a corner, you ran into something new.
Oh,
we
wow.
ended up being there 2 hours versus going to a place, getting a food, taking it to go and leaving. You know, Palm City had a lot of parallels to the overall development project here. There's just so many good food halls in North America.
All right, so now talk about the aspect of the sports aspect of how this comes in. Obviously, you have the golf aspect and so forth, but now essentially getting back in bed again with professional athletes. We all know that you've been down this road before with Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers, and now going down that road again, this time with Christian Yelich and Randall Cobb. Any hesitancy or anything of the sort after the last time?
No, I mean, you know, those guys' names were on the door, so it was kind of their restaurant. So, you know, that was a little bit different. You know, Christian and Randall, just after having conversations and telling them about the project, they were like, "Hey, we want to be a part of it." So they're just investors in the project, right? It's not their name at the door on the door, but they're both such great guys, and it just shows how much they care about the city and the state, and they want to put their mouths where they're. Money is, you know, money where their mouth is, and invest in projects that are catalytic and really important to our community.
Oh, Omar, I talked about that earlier to start this hour of the show, which is, you know, we could talk about the success that the Brewers have had and the Bucks have had and the Packers have had, and that's great. And you can, you know, call us a spoiled fan base if you want or whatever. But having said that, I mean, you go back. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that was involved right back in the community. Ryan Braun obviously has been invested in the community through what he does with you, plus the Thanksgiving food drive he did for years and years and forth. And now you bring Yelich and Randall Cobb into it. And then on top of all of that, you take a professional basketball player that wins a championship and then announces he's taking over as, you know, a minority owner or being a minority owner with the professional baseball team in town. I mean, this type of interaction between, you know, pro athletes and their community, I don't think you see this necessarily widespread across this country where other pro sports teams are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't talk for Giannis, but it's evident that he cares so much about this community, and he comes into Carnivore and he's just such a high character guy, such a strong knit, tight knit family type of guy. And it just shows you his commitment to the city as well. And it's really cool to see. It really is. It's authentic.
No question. And I think that resonates off of him. All right. So as far as people coming there, being a part of it, the whole deal with Third Street Market Hall, I know it's kind of going already. When do you think this thing's going to be full go?
This year.
All right, so I'm holding you to December 31st, Omar, because this year it's December 31st.
It'll be before then, I can promise you that. But I'm not locking in a month or a date or anything again. You know, supply chain is a real thing. And, you know, it's tough when supplies and certain things get pushed off, and there's nothing we can do about it. So I'm not locking into a particular date, but it will definitely be this year. I'll say that.
I got to do one last thing, and I don't think he's going to like it. But Sam Schmitz, who's our executive producer over here, he worked for you at Carnivore for a couple of years. He called you the best boss he's ever had.
That's really nice.
Both of his sisters worked for you as well. He said for longer than he worked for you. So, I mean, that's high praise. I've never heard anybody really say anything negative about you in my time being here. So high praise for you, man. Continue doing what you're doing in the community,
nice, yeah.
And appreciate it.
Great to hear.
You betcha.
I know the Schmidt family you're talking about, Kelly, and
right.
Yeah, they're great people. Great family. Really great family.
Absolutely. Omar, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Bye. Omar Scheck joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline of applying for home renovation loan. As you're feeling anxious, well, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.